Chapter 42. Liz Bailey burst into Pritchard's office with Ellie Cooper in her wake.
"Have you heard?" asked Bailey, her voice shaking. "The house in Hampstead has been attacked. Ian Hadley is dead. So is Toby Harris."
"What?
No. When did this happen?"
"The cops have just turned up. Neighbours reported hearing shots." Pritchard stood up and walked around his desk.
"What about Sally and the DEA?"
"We don't know. There are 8 bodies in the house in addition to Ian and Toby. 6 of them seem to have been the attackers. They were wearing bulletproof vests, Kevlar helmets and carrying heavy-duty carbines."
"So what the hell happened?"
"It looked as if they stormed the house but somehow bit off more than they could chew. There were 2 DEA agents dead upstairs, which is presumably where they were keeping Flores."
Ellie looked as if she was about to faint and held onto a chair for support.
"Oh, my God," she gasped.
Bailey put her arms around the secretary and helped her sit down.
"When the police got there, they thought it had been a Met firearms team that had been killed, but there were no police markings and no police vehicles. Whoever they were, they had state-of-the-art equipment."
"Presumably working for the cartel," said Pritchard. He began to pace up and down. "What a bloody nightmare! Okay, we need to make sure the press don't get hold of this. Liaise with the commissioner's office and get a D notice in place. I'll talk to the DEA in London."
He looked at his watch and grimaced, though I doubt they'll be answering their phones this time of night. "I'll put in a call to their Washington office too.
Do we have any idea where they might have gone?"
Bailey shook her head.
"I can get a team monitoring CCTV footage in the area, but it'll take forever. I'll have to bring people in."
Pritchard stopped pacing and rubbed the back of his neck.
"This is just getting worse and worse, isn't it?
What about IDs of the men killed in the house?"
"No IDs and no phones.
Dead ends, literally."
Ellie was sobbing into her hands. Pritchard went over and put his hand on her shoulder.
"Ellie, you really should go home."
She shook her head vehemently.
"No, I'm okay," she said. "You need me here. There's a lot to be done."
"You're exhausted."
She took a deep breath and shook her head again.
"No,"
she said.
"I'm okay. It's just Ian."
"I know.
He was only just here, and now he's..."
"I know," said Pritchard again. "Look, seriously, I can get someone else to answer the phones, Ellie."
"No, please, I want to stay,"
she said.
"Plus it's after 11. There are no spare staff around. I'll go and splash some water on my face, and I'll be good to go, I promise."
She stood up, composed herself enough to flash him a smile, and then hurried out of the office.
"She's taken it hard," said Bailey. "We all are, Liz. It's just that some of us have learned to hide our emotions," he sighed. "We have to get these people, Liz. We have to put a stop to this."